is the author, Jean-Pierre de Caussade, 1675 to 1751. He died at 76 years of age. He had 12 years of formation for his ordination, and it took him 14 years to be fully professed. This is a man of tremendous education, both in a secular sense and in an ecclesiastical sense. So, little is known about the life of the Jesuit priest, Jean-Pierre. Well, we know that. We can know that because we can know what constituted Jesuit formation at the time, that he had so many years of it. It gives us a sense of his proposed level of education. Okay. He was born in 1675. He entered the Jesuit novitiate in Toulouse at the age of 18. Later, he taught classics in the Jesuit college in Arlac. He was ordained a priest in 1705, took final vows in 1708. And from 1708 to 1714, he taught in the Jesuit college. So he's a college professor in Toulouse, and then devoted himself to the itinerant career of a missionary and preacher. Between the years 1730 and 1732, he was in Lorraine, and as John Joyce, also a Jesuit, mentions, it was during this period that he made his first contact with the nuns of the Order of the Visitation in Nancy, to whom we are indebted for having preserved his letters and the notes of his conferences. In 1738, he was sent as spiritual director to the seminary in Albi, but 2 years later was back in Nancy in charge of the Jesuit retreat house there. During his 7 years in this office, he gave frequent conferences to the visitation nuns and undertook the personal direction of several of them. After some administrative responsibilities in various institutions in the south of France, he had more and more difficulty with his eyes, but he bore this blindness with courage, with courageous fortitude, and in the spirit of his own great principle of self-abandonment to the will of God. See, he's going to have to walk the talk. He died in 1751 at the age of 76.
It is funny how God generally has a tendency to give us that opportunity to put our money where our mouth is.
Yes, that's right. You pray for patience and he gives you opportunities to practice that.
Yes, he's very, very, very good that way. My mom always said, be careful what you pray for because you just might get it.
All right. The Jesuit education that I mentioned, and also the suppression of the Jesuits in 1773. So we rely on Dr. Schreck's writing. Among their troubles, the Jesuits took a traditional stand against the Enlightenment, which made them enemies of the intellectuals. So part of what's going to cause the Jesuits to be banned is that they're going to go across intelligentsia of the age. The other one's going to be the king. There's going to be a political rift there. So the ruling class, the intelligentsia, and then we have the Jesuits. St. Ignatius was strongly influenced by the Renaissance, and he wanted his Jesuits, his order, to be able to offer whatever ministries were most needed at any given moment, and especially to be ready to respond to missions or assignments from the Pope. So that's why the formation of priesthood normally takes between 8 and 17 years. I mean, or that's, 100% info between 8 and 17 years. You know, most diocesan priests, what, around 6 years? And if you look at what a formation of a Protestant minister is, it is much shorter than that in the main. Formation for priesthood normally takes between 8 and 17 years, depending on the man's background and previous education. If he came from nobility, he'd have a higher, he'd have a leg up. Same is true today. The same is true today. And final vows are taken several years after that, making Jesuit formation among the longest of any of the religious orders.
Yeah, I think that that's actually still fairly accurate today. I don't know if it's quite that long, but
it is. I think it's 11 years. That's correct. Of course, what the education is, you know, then as now, it can vary. So right. I can be feeding the mind of the young men with the best that we have or other ideas. So. Right. Okay, the suppression of the Jesuit.
Really, I mean, all of our education, and I think in the same sense, anybody who was coming in post-Enlightenment, you know, you're always at the mercy of the people who are in the universities.
You are.
I think that really is one of the primary reasons why our Lord is so very, very adamant about making sure that you don't scandalize a little one. I mean, and little does not only mean little in terms of age, although it certainly means that. But when somebody is coming to you with a desire to learn, to know, love, and serve God, you know, they are really innocent. And there is a great concern for the harm that can be done in an educational setting. I think all of us are aware of it now, more than we might have been, you know, prior to COVID, watching. So what passed for education on the lives of our children through the online classes.
Oh, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. Up there, we're going to take up the suppression of the Jesuits just very briefly. Everybody's always excited to hear about that. It's a little tantalizing. And then we're going to go straight into, because part of it will go into some of the heresies we need to be aware of when we're reading the text. Okay, we will see you the next time, my friends. Fides et ratio.